"Robert, you cannot mean this," Ned protested. The king was in no mood for more argument. "Enough, Ned. I will hear no more. A dire wolf is a savage beast. Sooner or later it would have turned on your girl the same way the other did on my son. Get her a dog. She'll be happier for it." That was when Sansa finally seemed to comprehend. Her eyes were frightened as they went to her father.
He doesn't mean Lady, does he?"
She saw the truth on his face.
"No," she said. "No, not Lady. Lady didn't bite anybody. She's good."
"Lady wasn't there," Arya shouted, angry. "Leave her alone."
"Stop them," Sansa pleaded. "Don't let them do it, please. Please, it wasn't Lady. It was Nymeria. Arya did it. You can't. It wasn't Lady. Don't let them hurt Lady. I'll make her be good. I promise. I promise."
She started to cry. All Ned could do was take her in his arms and hold her while she wept. He looked across the room at Robert, his old friend, closer than any brother. "Please, Robert, for the love you bear me, for the love you bore my sister, please." The king looked at them for a long moment, then turned his eyes on his wife. "Damn you, Cersei," he said with loathing. Ned stood, gently disengaging himself from Sansa's grasp. All the weariness of the past 4 days had returned to him. "Do it yourself, then, Robert," he said in a voice cold and sharp as steel. "At least have the courage to do it yourself."